Del Rado was able to do a lot of good this past year, and in addition, we were able to secure the property behind us, which became available unexpectedly. And in addition to all of that, we remain debt-free. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for your faithful giving during these hard economic times and keeping us in the black. As we approach 2010, though, we reflect back and we notice that we did not meet budget on several occasions on our weekly contribution. However, we're not deterred by that, and we felt that a modest $200 per week increase in our budget would not be unattainable. If you will recall, we did not have a budget increase last year and maintained at the 18.6. This year, we're going up to 18.8, and we feel that we can do this. And our budget was once again formulated with the continued emphasis on our missions, evangelism, and benevolence. I was in the doctor's office the other day and was sitting there reading a magazine and was reading an article about children being able to play if parents stay out of the way, the rules that they come up with, and ran across a phrase that I had not heard in a long time, do-over. Are you familiar with it? Do-over. Every child who has ever played on a playground or played in the backyard some kind of ball game is very familiar with this powerful saying. A ball gets stuck in a tree or goes over the roof. Some contested play comes up and the words do-over are uttered. The do-over was one of child's most powerful rights. It exerted our dominion over the laws of space and time. The clock was rolled back to the exact point in the game before the contest ever occurred and play resumed, as if it never happened. Now, wouldn't it be great if we could take that concept into our adult Christian lives? The good news of the gospel is that we can do that. God offers us a fresh start, a do-over, no matter what our age. 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us that if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. We have another chance because God never gives up on us. In fact, the whole entire human race needed a do-over. That's why God sent his son to be born and died and resurrected for us. Because of God's forgiveness, his mercy and grace, every day can be a new beginning. In fact, the first verse in our hymn book of hymn number 501 is based on Isaiah 1, verse 18. And it states and reads, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Verse 3 continues and says, he'll forgive your transgressions and remember them no more. A do-over. As we begin a new year, 2010, I hope that you are ready and commit to having a do-over in your Christian life. May God bless us all as we enter 2010. Thank you all.
Let me thank you for your support and help and prayers during this year. We couldn't do this without your help. Let me mention a couple of works going on that I think you might be familiar with. The latest Teddy Bear Project, something started about 15 months ago and carried on by the ladies. And they make teddy bears, and these are carried to the emergency room at Jackson's Hospital where they're given to children when they're brought in as patients. Over this period of 15 months, they've made over 1,700 teddy bears and cared to be given to children. Another is our food bank. How many of you know that we give out 30 bags of groceries every week here? When you add that up for a total of a year, that's something over 1,500 bags of groceries has been given out this year. We appreciate Freddie Johnston, Brother Clyde Hall, and some of the men that work with him in this area. you would, please turn in your Bibles to Romans, the 12th chapter. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Our ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with the brotherly love and honor preferring, giving preference to one another. Not lacking in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. Distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, bless, but do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind towards one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire upon his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. In this chapter, in verse 1, we learn to live sacrificial lives. Verse 2, do not be fashioned after the world. Verse 3, be not high-minded, but think soberly. Verses 4 through 8, we are one body with many members, but each have different talents and abilities. Verse 9, love without hypocrisy, abhor evil, cling to what is good. Verse 10, love the brethren, honor and prefer one another. Verses 11 through 21 are characteristics of Christians: diligent, fervent, serving, rejoicing, patient, steadfast. Verse 18, live at peace with all men if possible. Verse 20, feed your enemies. Verse 21, good will overcome evil. Once again, let me thank you for your support this year. Thank you.
In Acts chapter 13, the Bible records where Paul and Barnabas were specially commissioned to do mission work. How exciting that was for them. And today, really, evangelizing and teaching the gospel is still the major charge of the church. In all our getting and all our doing for ourselves, to enhance our own programs, to make ourselves more comfortable, if you please, in our worship and in our service, we should never lose sight of the fundamental charge that we have as God's people and as his church, and that is to teach the gospel. There are many ways of doing that, but today we're especially emphasizing missions. And Bill just told you that we spent over $250,000 this past year, which is really right. And we hope we can continue that level. And if our contribution allows it, we can even increase it. Believe me, there are many worthwhile works, many efforts that we cannot participate in. Hardly a week goes by, if any, in fact, that we don't get more than one request from some source asking aid and support. Now, we're glad of that because it means a lot of things are being done. We are sorry we can't participate always to the level we might want to. On the board behind me, on the screen behind me, you see Simon Hui. He was here not long ago, as you recall. Simon and Shirley have been supported by this church now for about nearly 17 years, I believe. And on the one hand, you see that we are putting about $79,000 into that effort, but we received approximately $5,300 in support from sources. David Binkley, and what a great story this is. David was one of the original five from this congregation here, plus another from a congregation. Actually, David wasn't even worshiping here then, who went with us to the northern tundras of Russia, a little place called Intai, way back in 1992. After that period of time, he went back. In fact, as he was in the mission field, his wife became deathly ill. He returned home. She died presently. And then sometime later, years later perhaps, he went back to the mission field, ended up meeting a gracious lady, Galina, and marrying her. And what a bargain we have today, because you don't have to have an interpreter with David now. He has his own built-in interpreter when he goes, and he is committed, as she is, to the work in Ukraine and in Russia. So you can see we spent $55,000 and also received approximately $4,300 in support. Colin McKee, I can't even remember the time that Colin McKee decided to go to Indonesia. I do recall that there were two couples, he and his wife and another couple, who had made a commitment to go. They went to Singapore to wait and study language and to get into Indonesia some months after that. As it turned out, the other couple decided they just couldn't do it for whatever personal reasons they had. So he and his wife, never having been to this place, not knowing much about it, made a commitment to go ahead. And from that, he's made several tours of duty, so to speak, in Indonesia. He's not there full-time now. He is going back and forth, and we're supporting him to this extent, minus the amount you see there. Glenn Sliebner, another great story. Our association with him goes back to 1985, when we sent him to Virginia. There was a new work being sponsored by this church and by the Vinton congregation in Roanoke, Virginia, as well as the Jackson Heights congregation in Florence. And we sent him up there to help begin that work. As it turned out, a series of things occurred. He ended up going not to Roanoke and at Vinton, but to Franklin County, some 25 miles away, a very populous county, and one in which there was not a Church of Christ at all. So he began a work there, and today it's a very strong work. As a matter of fact, they're building a church building, which they will probably have the grand opening to in just a couple of months or so. Wayne Hatcher and I went there a year ago, and we were really surprised, pleasantly surprised and pleased with the work that is being done. A congregation of some 60 plus members today, all from zero in 1986. So Glenn is not there, of course, now through a series of moves. He's now in Gray, Georgia, and that's where the support is being sent to help on their mortgage payments at this time. Buena Vista, a little struggling congregation in South Georgia that we've been supporting, and then the China work under the eldership of the Peachtree Church of Christ. This is basically our members supporting individually the church somewhat, but it is coming through the contribution of the church. Search TV with Mac Lyons. I understand Mac Lyons is now basically retiring from that, but most of us are familiar with this television program. Subin Panboon, 30-something years ago, this man went, he is a native Thai, of course, and he began preaching there. I wish, if you're not looking at these reports that we get, Wayne Hatcher posts these on the bulletin boards, please look at them, because it's truly amazing some of the things that are being done. This man, Subin Panboon, is one of the most committed and dedicated people that I've ever seen. He does a marvelous job, and you need to keep up with what is happening there. Let's see if we can get that next slide. Trujillo School in Latin America. We began supporting this, and some of our people went there and aware of the great good that's being done. The inner city program, and then Ian Starrs from Scotland. The Ireland trip that was taken by our college students. Of course, some monies were defrayed the expenses, and it looks like this was the net amount. Child Haven, which I'm not sure is early mission work, but I guess you could say it is. Jamie King, some people don't know Jamie King. This is his last year. He'll be graduating from Faulkner University. He intends to go back home and work in evangelism over there. Jamie, would you mind standing up over there? Wonderful young man. We've been so pleased to be associated with him for several years. And Andrew Crow, that many of you don't know, but who has now graduated from the Memphis School of Preaching. Now, I've got a total there, which is not correct, as you see, because I apologize. I just forgot the Gospel Broadcasting Network, GBN, which is a wonderful work in its own right. We, as a matter of fact, have dedicated a 1/5 Sunday to that, at least, and then I believe $500 a month, approximately. So you're talking about $25,000 added onto that, which would come to the $250,000 that Bill talked about a few minutes ago. So these are some things that we're doing, and hopefully we can continue at about that amount. And like the others, I want to say how much I appreciate your participation. We couldn't do this unless you gave liberally. And I want to say also, Steve is not here. Steve is in charge of the educational program and the worship services and about anything else that we want him to do. And I want to take a personal moment to say how much I appreciate the opportunity of serving with these good elders, Steve and Bill and Jim. Along with a few things I don't like and I consider unpleasant in my life, I can't think of anything that's been more uplifting to me, more rewarding than my association with these fine men. It's truly been a great blessing to me. And I want to say also about our deacons the same. We have great men that are serving us here as deacons, and in a moment I'm going to mention them. Before I do, I want to say again my appreciation to Doug and Jody for the work that he's done here. In the New Testament, Barnabas is talked about as the son of exhortation. And I guess you could say Doug is certainly a son of exhortation. He's a hard worker. He teaches the Bible the way it should be taught, and we love and appreciate him. Also, we have the best youth minister in captivity, and we want to capture him and make sure he doesn't think about being uncaptured. Brian is, with his sweet wife and children, been a great blessing to this church, to our youth. And I assure you, we don't have to worry about what they're doing when they are in Brian's hand, in any time or any place that they go. Of course, we have Michael Cortez here as our college liaison, college minister. Michael is, don't hold it against him if he's just smarter than lots of us. You know, he can't help that. But he does a great work. He's well thought of by the people that he mixes with, the people at Faulkner University and other places, and he does a great job. And then, of course, we have Will Tucker. I don't think Will is here with us today, who is an intern, and also Jacob Woodison is an intern. All of these do an outstanding job, and we appreciate them so much. I mentioned the deacons a moment ago. When I look down the list of deacons we have, I'm just kind of blown away at so many names, but so many wonderful, wonderful people. And they do such a great job. Some of them you don't know and don't notice, others you might. But I'm going to ask the ones that are here, some might be in the Booth. I'm not sure where they all are located. Some may not even been able to be here today, but let's go down the list. Robert Allen, I know he's here, and he's had a lot of adversity lately, but we're so pleased he's back. Robert, stand up for just a moment, you would. And then Tony Allen, he's in the back. Everybody knows Tony. David Baker and Rob Baker. The Baker boys are always involved. You don't ever have to ask if they're involved. They volunteer before you can ask them anything. Derwood Bird, I believe he's in maybe the foyer. Joe Blazer, Mark Davidson, Lewis Hartzog. I'm not sure Lewis is able to be with us today because he has had quite a bit of problems health-wise. Jeff Hatcher, Steve Hatcher, Wayne Hatcher, all the Hatcher boys. Y'all have some more so we can have lots more deacons from the Hatcher family. Jim Henry, Freddie Johnston, David Owen, Mark Pace, helps in the educational program. Bill Pemberton, you saw him today, does a great job at announcements and other things. Buddy Renahan, Dean Sanders, David Schofield, Josh Sipper, Walt Spiro did the reading today, Larry Stowe, Curly Turner. Curly's probably in the foyer as well. Now, y'all may sit down. Thank you very much. We appreciate so much all the efforts that you're involved in. And I want you to remember these men and the things that they do. Today we're submitting some other names as additional deacons to you, and these will be put before you for a period of 2 weeks and will take office 2 weeks from today. If you have a reason you believe any of these should not serve, please put it in writing. It should be, of course, a scriptural reason, not something that is not substantive. Okay, but these additional men we expect to serve as deacons of this congregation. Ask them to stand as well if they're in the congregation. Mark Bedgood, Jamison Brawley, I believe he may be in the sound booth today, as he's usually up there. Dwight Davis, Tim Hatch, Aaron Honecker, Brian Jarkowski, Chris Mulkey, and David Wingard. I don't know if David's in the booth as well. Where's David? I don't see him. Anyway, yes, there's David. Thank you so much. We appreciate you men. And of course, as always, the ones who are asked to serve in these roles are already doing generally the work of a deacon as well. In addition to those, we have a name today to submit to you as an additional elder of the congregation, something that we did not take lightly and something I know that you do not take lightly. I just said a minute ago what a pleasure it has been to be associated and work with the elders we now have. It's always a question of if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, we function very well, but under the realization that perhaps we need to have continuity, it is always advisable at least bring some relatively younger people into the eldership if you can. Therefore, we're submitting the name of Dean Sanders today as an additional elder. Dean stood up a minute ago, but stand up one more time, Dean, so we can see how nice you look. He has his suit on today, and he really, thank you so much. Dean's a wonderful person, and we know that he'll bring a lot to the eldership. As I mentioned a minute ago, for a period of 2 weeks, these names are before you. If you have some scriptural reason that you know of that any of these should not serve, it should be addressed to us in writing. And today, again, I want to say how great it is to be a part of this congregation, made up of just good people that are good and do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. And really, that's what we are. We're Christians and we want to please the Lord. And today, though we've not delivered a message that would commonly be thought of as evangelizing, it is still in the back of our minds, and maybe in the front of our minds as well, that at any time we meet, if a person has a need to respond to the gospel invitation, if you need to be baptized, then surely you could do that today. It's kind of hard to read the Bible where Jesus said, go into all the world, teach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized should be saved. He that believes not should be condemned. It's kind of hard to read that and not be struck by our responsibility as human beings before God today. The first place is to see that people have the opportunity, and in the second place, when we have the opportunity, to respond to that gospel, which is, of course, the good news of Jesus' death, burial, and his resurrection. So if you're here today and if you have that need, you can be baptized for remission of your sins even this hour. If you've wandered away from the right path of the Lord, surely you need to make that right. You need to make confession. You need to repent of your waywardness and ask for the prayers of the saints. If you're here today and subject to the gospel invitation in any respect, please come now as we stand and sing this song.